We were in the art scroll, Shaar Bitochon, page 132. And it's very interesting that he finds it necessary to go over the same material of it's Hashem and it's not the Hishtadlus in various different aspects rather than one big it's Hashem and everything. Sounds like there are different levels of, you know, oh, life and death. That I understand Hashem's involvement. In other words, that we're talking until now. Because until now, we're talking about life and death. That's what he says. In the other areas. Life and death, I think, but the whole idea of bitochon is a little bit strange in a certain way, because this great Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKodesh Baruch Hu is involved with every minute detail of our existence. And that's a chiddush. That's something that's hard for some people to believe. Who am I? Mo'enosh kisis karenu. Ani off of aether. Toilas lo ish. I'm a nothing. And there's nothing better to do, especially there's so many problems in the world. This is what he's going to worry about. So I guess he felt it necessary to talk about life and death issues. That's certainly a bigger issue. But now, even on other things, he says, it's the same thing. It's Hashem, everything in our Hishtadlus is just the chiyuv that we have. And he goes through the whole thing again. I mentioned once, I'm sure I mentioned more than once, but I like to think that when we say the bracha Melech Olam, Hashem is the Melech Olam and Shakol Niyeh Bidvoroi. He provided this glass of water for me. He's the Makor HaBrochos. I have this special Elokeinu relationship with him. And he's the Melech Olam, the king of the world. So I like to think of that in a moshul that I once heard. A woman, an almona, she used to bake bagels and bring them to the shuk to sell every day to make money for her family. One day she spent the whole day in the shuk. She didn't sell a bagel. And she was very distraught. It was getting dark. She had to go home to her family, to her children. So on the way home, she's thinking, you know, so I sold nothing. What am I going to do? All of a sudden, somebody sees her. What do you have in that basket? Oh, you have bagels. How many? Buys up all the bagels. And she says, Rabbeinu Shalom. You're so busy with so many things in your world, such important issues, earth-shattering. Where do you find the time to look and see what's going on in this almona's basket? That's the Melech Ha'olam. Has nothing more important to do than to see that I have a drink of water. Well, it's the same thing over here. In other words, it's not only with life and death issues, but the Melech Ha'olam is involved in everything in our lives. And just because he wants us to do Hishtadlus, doesn't want us to rely on miracles, we shouldn't think for a moment that that means that the Hishtadlus is what's doing it, because, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I'll get involved with saving your life, but your food and all your other little things, leave me alone. I got more important things to do. No, it's all the same. It requires different categorization because it's harder to recognize. It's harder to believe almost. But no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved with everything. There's nothing too big, of course, and there's nothing too small for his involvement. So he says, "Ukemash shamanu b'chaim u'mavis keinor b'chiyuv tvias sibas habriyos." With the chiyuv that we have to look for causes for health, taking care of our health, v'hamozim and food, v'hamalbush clothing, v'hadiro and a place to live, our homes, v'hamidas hatoivos. Now specifically, as far as with midas hatoivos, in other words. Everything that he does to us, all the midas, it doesn't mean our midas tevis, but all the midas tevis that Hashem bestows upon us, ulaharchik shekenegdon, and to distance those things that are contradictory to this. In other words, we have to do hishtadlus, and we distance ourselves. Bim bere munosoi ki asibas im ulaharchik shekenegdon. No, I'm sorry. I don't know how to 1 second or what he says. I guess to stay away from those things that are gonna hurt my parnosa, gonna hurt my clothing, gonna hurt my this. Okay, fine. In bir emunosai, to together with the clarity of his emuna, of his belief, ki asibois ein moi ilois oisoi boze klum. Again, the sibois, that means the efforts, the hishtadlus, do not help him in this at all. That's the emunah, the clarity of emunah a person has to have. I'm doing what I have to do. Ela b'gzeiras habayiris barach. It's all b'gzeiras habayiris barach. Everything that happens is nigzar from Hashem, and that which I do does not help at all in bringing about the result. What I do is my obligation to do. Hashem doesn't want us to rely on miracles. If he has to do miracles for us, it takes away from the schusim that we have, and he doesn't want to diminish from our bank account of merit, but it's a chiyuv to do. But it doesn't, don't think for a moment, it should be borur the emuna that the sibos don't do anything. They do not help. Everything is b'gzeiras habayiris for. Kasha yesh lebal ho adom alach reisho yiso ulenakoyso min hakoytsim ulezor lashkoyso. It gives an example. A farmer has to plow and he has to clean the land from thorns and stuff and to seed it and to water it. If he has water to water it. But then he has to rely on Hashem that he will make it fruitful, guard it from damages, things that there are animals, there are insects, there are all kinds of things that could damage. The tirbet also, and his poor will expand. The vorech oiso habere, and Hashem will bless his produce. Now here's something very interesting. He says what you should do. You have to do ishtaglus. You have to clean. You have to plant. You have to hoe and prepare the ground and water it and everything. But you should rely on Hashem lahafroisu l'shomer apgoim to make it fruitful, to make it work, and to protect it from damager things that damage it, and he'll have a lot of tefua, and Hashem v'tir be'ois Hashem will be mar b'tefua b'vorech ois ha'bor, and Hashem will bless it. Now, someone just said to me the other night, we had a session in Lakewood. We do different training sessions for Rebbeim, and said, where do you find in the Chovos HaLevavos that the Chovos HaLevavos says that if you have bitochin, that Hashem will respond? Well, I dare say this is one of the places. Look what he says. V'yiftach al haber yisborach, to make it fruitful and to guard it. The tirba and his tefuah will be plentiful, and we bless, and Hashem will bless it. You see, clearly, he has to put his bitochin, and he says not maybe it'll happen, not if it's supposed to happen, it'll happen, not if it's good, it'll happen, no conditions, it will happen. The Baal bitochin, you put your bitochin in Hashem, and it will happen. And I dare say that there's an insight over here which can be very helpful and maybe answer some people's concerns. Because many people say, I had bitochen. It didn't work. I had bitochen. I didn't see it happening. Okay. Now, let's think about for a moment. Did you do your ishtadlis? Yes, that was the mitzvah. I did my ishtadlis. Uh-huh. Now, can you be so sure that your focus on the mitzvah, on the necessity for ishtadlis, didn't undermine your focus on the reality that the ishtadlis doesn't do anything and it's only Hashem? That's a very hard situation. Because when I'm doing, I didn't just do ishtadlis, I did ishtadlis. I plowed and I cleaned and I planted and I watered, and we're talking about I really worked hard on the farm. So, and I said, but I trusted Hashem everything. Well, if you did, then you would, the Chovos HaLevavos says, you'll get that crop, you'll have that success, you'll be protected from damage to your crop, and it'll be plentiful. But when I work so hard, it becomes harder and harder to be sure that the focus is completely on Hashem. Because what do you mean? Hashem? I'm doing it. Comes to mind the joke, which I'm not sure that it fits perfectly. I didn't think it out yet, but I'll throw it out anyway. It's a famous story. This guy's daughter is very interested in getting engaged to a certain young man, and the father was not into it. is very, very skeptical about this young man and really was against the shidduch. And so one day he comes to visit the young man and he says, "Young man, I got to talk to you." And he says, "How do you think you're going to support my daughter?" "Hashem will help." "How are you going to pay for the rent?" "Hashem will help." "How are you going to pay for insurance?" "Hashem will help." "How are you going to pay for food?" "Hashem will help." And then within 5-10 minutes, the father says, "Wonderful, this is a beautiful shidduch. I'm thrilled with this young man." He comes back, he tells his wife, and she says, "What are you talking about? What happened?" "Well, I'll tell you the truth, he thinks I'm God." You know, that's so, you know, we have to be very careful. You know, when we put in all the effort, we think we're God. I what do you mean? I work like a dog. I get up at 4 in the morning to take care of the field, to take care of this. I work day and night. So it's so hard to think that I'm not even involved in the result. All I'm doing is the mitzvah of Ishtadlus, the chiyuv of Ishtadlus, according to the Chavis Alvovis, it seems so. It shouldn't be. We learned it last time. So I shouldn't be relying on a nes. So I shouldn't, Shem shouldn't take away from my schusim. But I'm not doing anything vis-a-vis the results. The results, it says, it doesn't, how does he say again, the Loshen? It doesn't help. Me'uma. All the efforts don't do anything. So I can understand why some people think that they have bitochen, because I really do. I'm trusting Hashem. I'm trusting Hashem. I'm trusting Hashem. But it's so hard. It's such a delicate mechanism, because as a human being, it's very hard for me to realize, for me to accept I'm working so hard, and it has nothing to do with the results. The results are completely on him. Completely. All right, give him 50%. Give him 70. Give him 90% of epis. I'm doing, no. So that's why I think many people think they have bitochen, but the fact that they do the ishtadlus, that's what confuses things, because unfortunately the ishtadlus is me. When I do me, I think me is doing something. So you have to be very, very careful to go over that again and again. The yiftach al ha-boire yisparach la-freysu l'shomim l'apgoyim, the tirbet v'osu v'yivorech oysu ha-boire, if you'll put your trust in Hashem and recognize that Hasibois a my elois my elois oisoy bozek klum, they don't help whatsoever, then a person can really have true bitochen. And the Chavis Lvov seems to say very clearly, Hashem will bless his efforts and he'll succeed. But in roi loy lo haniach wa adomo bibli avoido uzriya bibetchein al zeres habere she tatzmiach wa adomo bilti zeres she kodem loy. So he says one thing. He says that. And he reiterates it again. But on the other hand, it's not appropriate to leave the field alone without any avodah, without any planting, when I have trust on the Gzeiros HaBeirei that he will make it fruitful and he will take care of the crops and give me the full benefit of the field without doing anything. So again, the same thing. In other words, the Chavis Lvov is saying, you know something, if I have to have bitochen, I'm having a problem, because when I put in the work, it's harder to have bitochen. So he says, so you might think, hey, you know something? I won't do anything. That's a mistake, because the chiyuv is to do. In fact, I've often thought many times, although I can't really prove it, certainly not from here, that maybe that's another reason why the hishtadlus is so important, because it's the hishtadlus that makes the bitochen a real challenge. And we're really rising to the challenge, because if I have no etzah, there's nothing I could do about it. On a certain level, it's easier to have bitochen. You know, nothing to do about it. That's what Shabbos, by the way, the koyach of Shabbos is, by Shabbos, Rashi says, sheshes yomem tabo v'sizukom lachtecho, sheyir beinecho, kilukom alachtecho asuyo. When Shabbos comes, it should seem in your eyes as if everything is done. My whole world is complete. All my work, everything is finished, completed. No, I lock the door of the office on Friday afternoon and I leave no problems there. There is not, I'm leaving the problems to go home. The problems are taken care of. When Shabbos comes, it's as if kol malachtecho, that's about sheshes yomim tavoy, but he said kol malachtecho in the 6 days, even if you didn't complete it, it should be like you completed. And I understand that on a spiritual level, of course, because Shabbos, we recognize there's a creator, and a creator we can rely on to take care of it. But even on a psychological level, I understand that, because there's nothing I can do about it. When there's nothing we can do about something, so there's a certain sense of, okay, I have to rely on Hashem. What can I do? There's nothing I can do. There's a problem, that problem, I'm going to lose money, there's going to be this, there. I'm not allowed. Not allowed. Shabbos is very serious stuff. I can't do it. That allows a person to find the ability to trust Hashem. However, what if, so the point is like this, but if a person is supposed to do Ishtablus, see, if he wouldn't be doing Ishtablus, then he'd find it easier to have Bitochon, because I have nothing else I could do. But the minute there's something I can do, the Nisoyon, the test, the line of demarcation between relying completely on Hashem, or at least a little bit on what I'm doing something. You know, it's bad for my ego. You're going to tell me everything I did is absolutely nothing. I worked from 6 in the morning till 10 at night, and you're going to tell me nothing, that just did a mitzvah, that's all. But it was much easier to have bitochen if I didn't have to do that. But that's a mistake. The nesoyin of bitochen is, I'm working so hard, and there seems to be a connection between my work and the accomplishments. If I plant the field, it's good. If I don't, it doesn't work. If I go to work, I get a paycheck. If I don't go to work, I don't. There seems to be a very direct correlation. But the Baal Bitochen has to rise above that and say, no, that's irrelevant. That's just a mitzvah you have to do. But everything is ach v'rak, directly and totally from Hashem. And it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. Sometimes Hashem helps us to realize this, even when we do Ishtablus. I've mentioned this before, and I've seen it in my life so many times. My father-in-law told me that the Briskerov, when he would give out the chalukah, the money for his koilel on every Rosh Chodesh, he never had an idea where the next month's money would come from. And he said to him, if he ever thought of a certain person, it never worked out. So I said to my father-in-law, Hashem was saving him from an Asoyan in Bitochen. Biskarov was a tremendous Baal Bitochen. He worked on it. He really was like a giant in that. So if once in a while it works out, so it's very hard to have complete Bitochen. I got my man for the month. Okay, I'm going to go there. No, another week or so, I'm going to go visit him and we'll take care of the budget. But so there's a very big danger. But if you know, anytime you think of somebody, it never works out, then you're safe from that danger. I've had this in my life many times where you work on a project, you're trying to raise a certain amount of money, and bedafka, it comes, but from someplace else. Bedafka from someplace else. It's ironic, it's eerie, it's strange how often that the work, but comes complete from someplace else. And I realized that that's the same idea. Hashem is sending me a message. He says, hey, you're supposed to work, that's true. But don't you dare think that your work is what's bringing you the results. The results are from Hashem, and I'll prove it to you. You work, and I give it to you from someplace else altogether. That helps us, that enables us, that makes it easier for us to feel that sense of bitochen. So anyway, that may be why he's referencing that. Let's see what else is doing here. Okay, as we said, they shouldn't do that because that's inappropriate. You have to do it. The people, the craftsmen, people that sell wares, sell goods, or people that, rent out apartments or things like that. Mitzuvin lachazer al haterf. You have to go after the parnosa. You have to work. Im habitochem belekim. Hashem takes responsibility for it. Let's stop for a moment on this. He's mitzuveh, he's commanded to go out and to do with the bitochen belekim. Now here he describes the psychological dynamic of how we're going about it. I'm mechuyev to work. I rent apartments. I'm in the real estate business. I have to advertise, I have to go out, I have to whatever you have to do to make sales. I sell schoira, I sell merchandise, I sell food, I sell whatever it may be. And I gotta do the business. They gotta make a sale, you gotta make a marketing plan, you have to whatever you do, you have to know how much schoira to keep in stock, whatever Baal Melocha has to do. But he says, do that. But im habitoch belikim ki ateref biyodeh rishusay. He doesn't say, do that, but realize that you're not doing anything. So this is a little bit of a mild emotion. In fact, before he said, a person should realize that he has to have an emuna that it's not going to help. And he has to do what he has to do. Here he says, when he does it, he should realize that that everything is beyond Hashem. And so, in other words, I think the difference is as follows. I think what he means to say is as follows. He's not telling you when you, he say, do the work. And as you're doing the work, think, this is nothing, this is nothing, this is nothing, this is nothing. That's too much. And maybe we can't even do that. It's very hard. I'm working. First of all, I would stop working. I would quit. I would retire. I would resign. I'm working on work hard. No, nothing, 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 nothing. He says, before you go to work, you have to realize that it's nothing. That's the formula. When you wake up in the morning or before you undertake a farming project or a business project or whatever it is, a person has to say, all my efforts are really nothing. It's all up to Hashem. But Bishas, you're doing the work. The Chavis HaLevov says a little softer. He says, don't say all my efforts are nothing. Just say, I have to do the work. Im I should do the work, I'm mechuyev to do the work with the bitochen that everything is mirshusoy and that he takes responsibility for it. And umashlima beizu sibashirza, and he will make it happen with whatever effort, whatever ishtalus, whatever way he wants. And the al yachshav ki asiba toylo or tazikom uma. And then he says, don't think that it's going to help you or damage you at all, your efforts. So it seems to me what he's saying is as follows. When a person is putting the effort, the first thing he tells him, you should know that everything is beyond Hashem. He doesn't shake him to the core of his being, say, you're wasting your time. It's nonsense. It's a mitzvah, but you should know. First of all, just know, as you're doing it, the first thought is, everything is beyond Hashem. That's the first thing he says. That, with bitochoin, that Hashem, it's all birshusay, biyodoy ubirshusay. And he's responsible. And he will do it whichever way he wants. And then he says at the end, don't think that your doing or not doing is going to make a difference. In other words, it sounds like when he's doing the actions, the first thing he tells him, keep in mind, as you're working, it really all depends on Hashem. Don't negate it too much. Then when you have that bitochen that it all works Hashem, then a person should know, you know, reality, I didn't do anything. But it seems that to tell him as he's working that you're not doing anything, you're not doing anything, you're not doing anything, maybe too devastating, maybe too overwhelming. So I would say that what would come out from this for us would be that before we start any effort, we should realize I have a mitzvah to do, but everything is really beyond Hashem. It will go according to the Gzeiras Kelel. Then as I begin to work, I should be focusing on one thing. Everything's beyond Hashem. I'm working. Not that I'm not doing anything. I'm doing what I'm equipped to do. And don't destroy it completely and say it's wasted. I'm doing my mitzvah, but everything's behind Hashem. He decides everything. And then a person gets to the point when he realizes that, then he says, you know, he decides everything. And don't ruin it by thinking for a moment that my ishtadlus is going to do something. So what I'm suggesting is to, when you're doing the ishtadlus, to start off by thinking, this is all a waste. I'm just going through it. It's a charade that may be too devastating. That's too overwhelming. That may undermine even the proper ishtadlus. But no, I'm doing my mitzvah. And I'm realizing the whole time that everything goes according to Hashem's gzeira. And when I realize that, then I should make sure that that realization remains full and total and wholesome. And say, what about everything I did? Don't worry about it. What you did, it's not going to make a difference. It's all Hashem. So reach the level that it's all Hashem. Do the ishtadlus. Recognize it's all Hashem. And when we get to that level, then we could say, don't be confused by the fact that you're working so hard, because that really is not what it's all about. So it's a process. This bitochen thing is not simple. People wonder why there isn't a button that you just press, and now I have bitochen. It's an avoido, but it's such an avoido. And the reason I believe that it's so important is because it means I'm reckoning with and dealing with Hashem, his chesed, his involvement, my trust in him, my connection to him, and every step of the way, every movement of my life. It's as if my relationship with Hashem takes over my entire being. And that's a healthy thing, because otherwise something else takes over my entire being, and that's not a healthy thing. So this is really, but it's complicated, but it shouldn't be done in a painful way. It's based upon the fact, like David HaMelech said, it all starts with the fact that I have such trust in your chesed. I know that you created the world only to do chesed. I know that all you do all the time is chesed. I know that you have great rachamim. I know that you feel the pain of people who are suffering. I know that you have this special rachamim on a person who puts his trust in you, that you just don't want to let him down. And all of these things are really very pleasant, although they get a little bit complex in the development and in the growth and the implementation. Okay, we're up to here.